morning, everyone. Well, the takeaway certainly is when David Petraeus sits down in front of the Senate, all those senators will know that he is the head of CENTCOM.
Absolutely.
Right. He's also going to take over for General McChrystal, who's now retirement is impending, and command on the ground the forces in Afghanistan.
Right. He was commanding to a certain extent before.
I mean, he's still in the chain of command. I guess he reports to himself or something like that.
Right. President Obama, he will report to.
Who knows what he will get asked. But when David Petraeus sits down in front of the Senate, he represents the pinnacle of a class of general warrior scholars. He's a PhD. He's got two advanced degrees. Very different character from the generals who have commanded wars in the past for the United States. We want to explore that a little bit, as well as talk about the news of the hearings today with retired Colonel Peter Mansour, who's the former executive officer to General David Petraeus, who teaches military history at Ohio State University. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning.
So let's talk, first of all, about the substance of these hearings. Petraeus, you know, it's almost a technicality that he's being confirmed for this position, but it's, you know, what we do in the Senate. And even though he still has responsibility over Afghanistan, the senators will get to ask him questions. What do you think, knowing General Petraeus, he's going to do when he's asked about this summer withdrawal date of 2011 for troops in Afghanistan? Is he going to be pinned down on that? Is he going to make that more elastic? Is he going to try to evade that?
Well, I think he's going to clarify it. I think the withdrawal date in July of 2011 has always been a conditions-based withdrawal. It'll begin that date, but the pace and scope of the drawdown was left to be determined. And I think that's what he'll convey to the senators, that you know, he's agreed to that date, that the strategy hasn't yet been implemented. All the surge troops aren't even on the ground yet. And that when we get to July of 2011, we can make the determination as to the pace of the drawdown at that point.
Now, is conditions-based a code word for I'm running the show here and the civilians maybe don't have oversight on matters like this?
Oh, no, not at all. President Obama and Secretary Gates are the ones who decided that this withdrawal would begin at that date, but would be conditions based in terms of how fast it goes. So they're very much in charge. I think this whole episode with the relief of General McChrystal definitely shows that our system of civilian control of the military works.
Colonel Mansour, there's a report out this morning that suggests that the Afghan forces that will be asked to step up and control security in places like Kandahar and other Taliban-run territories in Afghanistan are not working well, that there's a far too optimistic expectation of their ability to control things. How do you think General Petraeus will react to questions about that?
Well, he'll definitely say that, I would think that he would say that the report is somewhat disturbing, but that, you know, we're committed to building effective Afghan police and army forces. We've got a very good general, Lieutenant General Bill Caldwell, in charge of the effort now. And he'll bring the requisite changes to the system to make sure it's accurate and that we're not trying to hide anything. I think on the forces themselves, I think what this shows is that you can give them all the equipment and training in the world, but if they don't want to fight for the government that's in charge in Afghanistan, then they can fall apart, which was one of the examples used in the report.
Let's talk about a generational change, which seems to me is going on in the U.S. military. Listen, if you will, to the voice of a former head of CENTCOM. I'm sure you'll recognize the voice of this character.
Once we had taken out his eyes, we did what could best be described as the Hail Mary play in football. I think you recall when the quarterback is desperate for a touchdown at the very end, what he does is he steps up behind the center, and all of a sudden every single one of his receivers goes way out to one flank, and they all run down the field as fast as they possibly can and into the end zone, and he lobs the ball. In essence, that's what we did.
And of course, General Storman Norman Schwarzkopf giving a Gulf War briefing back in the early 90s. You know, with the departure of Schwarzkopf, Tommy Franks, I think, is another general who could be described as a soldier general, not a scholar general. You know, Omar Bradley from World War II is another example. You know, we really have a new class of warrior scholars in the Pentagon, and Petraeus is really at the pinnacle of all of that. What does it mean, do you think?
I think you have to go back. It was nice to hear Storm and Norman there. I think you have to go even further back to see what this means, though, because if you go back to, say, Dwight Eisenhower, he was exceptionally well-educated. He might not have had the advanced degrees that General Petraeus has, but if you look at the sorts of books that he read, the tutelage that he got under Major General Fox Connor, he was incredibly well-prepared intellectually for his role as Supreme Allied Commander in World War II.
Although more of a self-made intellectual than Petraeus.
That's true. And now that is a little bit different in that more senior officers have advanced degrees. And that's something I think is healthy for our officer corps.
Well, let's listen to this. Here's Senator Dianne Feinstein on Fox News Sunday describing what she's likely to do at the hearings this week.
I think you put the general in. He should make the call. If he can't work with the ambassador should be changed. If he can't work with Holbrooke, that should change. I mean, I think we put all of our eggs in the Petraeus basket at this stage.
I get the sense that senators are intimidated by the scholarly intellectual power of General Petraeus in addition to his military prowess. And I'm wondering what that says for civilian oversight in the Senate.
You know, I think that it'll be President Obama making those decisions. Certainly, I don't think General Petraeus will tell Secretary Gates or President Obama, hey, look, you need to change out the ambassador here in Afghanistan. He understands.
But if he did, they would.
Perhaps, but he would never do that because he understands his role. And, you know, the relationship that he develops with those two individuals will become clear over time. And it'll be the president and the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, that end up having to make those kind of decisions.
Colonel Peter Mansour.
The kind of fawning praise that he's received from some of the senators is pretty amazing.
It is amazing. Before we go, Colonel Peter Mansour, you know General Petraeus. Does he want this job?
You know, he saluted, and he's a good soldier, and he accepted it.
Gotcha. Retired Colonel Peter Mansour, former executive officer to General David Petraeus, who faces confirmation hearings today to command forces in Afghanistan. Colonel Mansour teaches military history at Ohio State University these days. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.